And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 7th of August, 2010. It's the birthday of writer and editor Ann Fadiman, born in New York City, 1953. Grew up in a literary household. Her father was the critic Clifton Fadiman. Her collection of essays, Ex Libris, Confessions of a Common Reader, about her deep love of books. It's the birthday of the journalist Jane Cramer, born in Providence, 1938. Author of many long pieces for The New Yorker magazine. And it was on this day in 1846, Gustave Flaubert wrote a letter to the poet Louise Colette, his lover. "You are certainly the only woman that I have loved. You are the only woman that I have ventured to wish to please. I'll arrive about 6. We'll set the night ablaze. I'll be your desire, you'll be mine. And we'll gorge ourselves on each other to see whether we can be satisfied. Your heart is an exhaustible spring. You let me drink deep. It floods me, penetrates me. I drown. Oh, the beauty of your face, all pale and quivering under my kisses." Here's a poem for today by Thomas Lynch entitled Epithalamium. That man who was married in the same black suit he was laid out in years later and buried, his widow's tears, they might all make sense to you now that the two of you are to be married. You've seen old photos of the two of them, taken 7 decades back or more. They showed up smiling and said, "Of course, we will, for better or for worse." And then they raised their glasses, cut the cake, and kissed and tossed the bride's bouquet and garter out and thanked their parents and assembled guests, then danced until the candles were blown out, then danced some more. They were that enamored. And who could blame them? So nearly perfect in their flesh and finery and desires, in all ways poised and blessed and elect as you are now. And may you always be, each of you eager to please the other, to let the selfish minute pass, to see yourselves perfected always in each other. That old man, when he was young, he brought his bride home to the house he had readied for her, and swept her up and carried her inside, as was the custom then, and then together they helped each other out of their new clothes, his gabardines, her lace and satin gown, his tie, her veil, his buttons, and her bows, then stood there looking at themselves alone, before they fell into their embracing, because they thought they'd need them in the end, they tucked their garments carefully away in cedar boxes underneath the bed. And when the going got a little rough, when patience frayed or tempers flared, when love seemed to have left them only filled with loss, as in all lifetime marriages it must, when forgiveness and forgetting seemed impossible, they'd kneel beside their bed and bury their faces in those wedding things, her tears, his curses, her fears, his pride and dread, all dried and muffled in that day's old raiments, which smelled of their sweet youth and promises. And though they never settled everything, they did their best to do the next best thing. Epithalamium, a poem by Thomas Lynch, from Walking Papers, Poems 1999 to 2009, published by W.W. Norton, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at PoetryFound. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.